obviously I'm not Mike, but I've been around as long as he has, so we will count it as I know what this presentation is about. And many of you, I think, that are part of the National Cooperative Soil Survey and part of NRCS have probably seen this presentation before, because it's a pretty much of a summary of where we've gone, where we've come from, and where we're going with the major land resource reorganization of the USA National Cooperative Soil Survey Program. So let's see what I can do here. Set up. So this is one of my favorite pictures. Milton Whitney, our the beginning of the soil survey, probably. This picture's from early 1900, 1910, where we were starting surveys all over the country. At that time, we could do a soil survey in about 2 years for a whole county. And it was interesting on how some of those soil surveys looked. The National Cooperative Soil Survey and the USA Soil Survey are essentially, at this point, about 110 years old. Our official starting date was 1899. And during that time, you know, from the beginning, Congress had directed the Secretary of Agriculture to inventory the soils of the U.S. and keep the soil survey in, current, provide interpretations, and promote its use. And from the last over 10 years ago, we've used this as our mantra to continue to maintain the soil survey and to maintain the idea of collaborative and cooperative work between not only the universities, but the U.S. government in creating the soil survey for everyone and the greatest of public goods. The National Cooperative Soil Survey, now, some of you might know or may not know, but often I have led cooperative conferences of the National Cooperative Soil Survey, and I always tell whatever director is in charge of the Soil Survey Division, it's an umbrella that we have cooperators from all sorts of works, and we're working together collaboratively. When you say that, Horace is one of our directors from at least 10 years ago, but 8 years ago? Was it 8 years ago? Okay. And many of our partners, we've worked together, and it's interesting, you know, you think 110 years, the Soil Survey on some pieces has looked very much the same, though starting at about 8 years ago, we started the work we had started the work for digitizing the soil survey, but essentially we finished it about 2 years ago in terms of the work that was in place, what we call the SURGO database. But with that came all sorts of interesting ideas of where we would go next and what would we do. And in anticipation of knowing that that funding was going to be finished, where would we go with the soil survey? And so there was a lot of intense strategic planning and thinking. Even in 1995, we had thought about the soil survey and what did we need to do next to make it a balanced program, something that you could use the old data and the new data and blend it together, and the who, what, why, where of the soil survey, what was important, the so what, that we would keep that soil survey intact. A lot of soil surveys in the rest of the other parts of the world, once they, in quotation marks, finished the initial soil survey, started to disaggregate and turn into just a small group of people doing research, and we didn't want that to happen. So it was important, A, to really keep that soil survey together and to make it a collaborative effort, that we moved forward with the soil survey and not backwards. Specific goals for the soil survey. First of all, accurate and consistent. Available 24/7, so we worked our way towards the web soil survey that many of you see now, and then also that database that you can download, of which I know Dylan did a tremendous job of creating an app that many of you know about, the web the soil web as well. So keeping in touch with everything. One piece that was difficult, and we've covered that just a little bit in the first section with John Hempel talking about harmonization of data, the seamless digital soil survey, and always up to date. But the seamless was a big issue. And once we had soils digitized, you could start to see, just like John showed us, that there are a lot of inconsistencies in the data just based on the way the data was collected in the first place, and how would we go forward to make it a harmonized one soil survey for the whole country. Three aspects of the MLRA reorganization for the National Cooperative Soil Survey that sort of talked about these things. First of all, the Web Soil Survey, which I mentioned earlier. The seamless coverage of the entire U.S. with digital delivery. Right now, it's not quite seamless. We still have it broken up into counties. However, that's one of the aspects of where we're going with the update and the new soil survey. New technologies, landscape analysis, data modeling, these are the aspects of the soil survey that we're now focusing on to get that harmonization, to re-document the data, to make the data more, more palatable to the scientists and at the same time still useful to the general public. And then, once again, to try to get at that seamless soil survey and break the back of our administrative separations is the MLRA soil survey offices, where we went from 400 offices to 142 permanent offices based on geographic separations, not on county boundaries. So, just basic ideas about the soil survey. All of you in this room are, I think, are very familiar with these, and I don't think I need to go with them purposely. And then also the status of the soil survey, which is now at this point about 90% of the U.S. has a soil survey. About 98%, 99% of private land already has some sort of soil survey. What's left are public lands that have never been mapped, or the little white spots. And most of those white spots exist in the western part of the world, in fairly remote areas or areas that had low population and low political will to do the soil survey in the past. And the idea that the soil survey, the U.S. soil survey, is a national asset value of over seven, is that trillion or billion? That's trillion. Or is it billion? It's billion. But I think it's even more than that. So right now with the MLRA reorganization, as I said, there's 142, or is it 143 offices, Paul? What would you say? Today, yeah, we go back and forth. There's a few satellite offices still strung around the country that are dealing with initial soil survey still. The national leaders, we have a program manager. We've got an National Cooperative Soil Survey liaison, standards, research and laboratory interpretations. We have a new soil ecology, which I'll talk about quickly. And soil business systems, technical soil resources, domestic and world soil resources, international. And then the 142 offices under 18 MLRA regional offices, all of which are directed with a management of a board of directors, which are mostly the state conservationists and other important folks that are our partners. A management team, mostly the state soil scientists, and a technical team, which are the guys in the field and the gals in the field, giving input to that technical, to the management group. And this is a picture of the MLRA. We've seen already this morning, this afternoon, some of the aggressive new technologies that we're using to increase productivity and consistency. The whole point with each MLRA office is collaboration, collaboration, collaboration with local partners and with the universities to start to re-document the soil survey in a way that's more modern and more specific in its predictive modeling and its documentation, and making use of the rasterized databases. And I encourage all of you, John said it in his presentation, but I'll say it again, that collaboration is what we're looking for. Active participation in the National Cooperative Soil Survey conferences, whether they're regional or the national, which is coming up this next May, and the open invitation for everyone to give their 2 cents so we can make this move forward. The Web Soil Survey, I think most of you know about this, and also the Soil Web that Dylan had put together. Both of those are products that I want you to look at. Think about the future and how will we move on with those pieces. And obviously the Web Soil Survey, in terms of cumulative visits, we're up to over 7 million. It's an incredible success. But to continue to be a success takes constant maintenance. The other piece of the reorganization is the ecological site development. We finally moved into the ecological world. The Forest Service had ecological sites long ago, but in a different format. Through the National Cooperative Soil Survey, we've been negotiating. We're now to the point that we've started the ecological inventory and the framework for that. And just like the Web Soil Survey and the U.S. Soil Survey, all of that data we hope will be integrated in one piece available to the public and available to other scientists. And there's a lot of openings there for collaborative work in many aspects. So, I have to click through all of them, but we're looking for partners on all of these issues, not only for the soil survey and documentation itself, but for the so what, to make this soil survey constantly a dynamic and important piece of information for the whole country and for the public good of the country. So there you go. Thank you.
We have time for a few questions. Are there any questions for Maxine?
Yeah, if anyone has questions about the soil survey in general, the National Cooperative Soil Survey, if those of you who haven't worked with us or for us in the past, contact any one of us that are working for the National NRCS or active members of the National Cooperative Soil Survey. Ooh. And we'd be glad to talk to you about future research and future collaborations.